We're in Tivot Shalom on Parshat Baha'alotcha. We're on page Mem Zayin. Al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau. So says in Tivot Shalom, Uv'yom hakim et ha-mishkan, kisa he'anan et ha-mishkan, le'ohel ha'idut, uve'erev yiyeh al ha-mishkan, kemar e'esh ad boker, ken yiyeh tamid ve'gomer, al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau. As he often does, he starts with a quote from the parasha, and it says, on the day that the Mishkan went up, Kisa ha'anan ta'mishkan, the cloud covered up the Mishkan, lo'ol ha'idu, tu va'erev yel ha'mishkan, and at night, there was on the Mishkan, kemar'eh esh, there was this fire that was on the, that seemed like it was on the Mishkan at night, until the morning, ken yetamid, that's how it was always, and al pi Hashem yachanu, va'al pi Hashem yisau, according to the word of Hashem, did they encamp, and according to the word of Hashem, did they travel. Meaning they always followed the word of Hashem, the anan, the esh, guided them when they would encamp and when they would stay somewhere in the desert and when it was time to start moving and start going and to move on to the next place in the desert. This is a continuous theme in Tivot Shalom. He always comes back to this point, that the Torah is eternal. The Torah is talking to all generations always. The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is something which is speaking to every single generation. Every word, every letter is talking to every generation. Umelamed liyudi et derech Hashem. It's teaching us the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ish leva'er maha nitzchiyut v'parasha zo. Umai derech Hashem she'ish lemod imenu. What's the eternal side of this? Of the fact that there was an anan during the day, and there was fire at night, and that we in the desert, that we journeyed according to the word of God, and we encamped according to the word of God. What does this teach me forever? What is the eternal lesson? The eternal, not lesson like we're, oh, it's a nice lesson that we take from it. Meaning, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, teaching me about how to be a Jew for all history through this concept in the Torah? V'ish lavin, sheyom hakim et ha-mishkan, meramez al ha-mishkan ha-prati, Ohel Shiachan Ba'adam. That we have to understand that on the day that the Mishkan went up, that when talking about the day that the Mishkan goes up, this is hinting to not just the Mishkan itself going up in the desert, but when the Mishkan going up, when the Mishkan finally goes up, it goes up in three different parshiot. It goes up at the end of Sefer Shmot, in Parshat Pekudei, it goes up once again in Parshat Shmini, and then at the end of the last Parsha, Parshat Naso, the Mishkan comes to life, and now the Mishkan is finally up in the Parsha Bamidbar level. The Mishkan just went up in terms of Sefer Bamidbar. That the Mishkan going up hints to, Al Mishkana Prati Oel Shichein Ma'adam. We're talking about the inner Mishkan of a person. Inside of every one of us, there's a reality of Mishkan. Each one of us has an internal Mishkan. Kemo dichtiv, va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, b'tocho lo ne'emar, ela b'tocham, b'toch kol achad ve'achad. As very famously, this it's a beautiful Torah. It's often given over as a nice idea. It's not an idea, it's not a vort, it's not just there for shever brachas and for drushas from the pulpit. This is a deep, deep Torah that we need to think about in the deepest of ways. In the deepest of ways. Which is, that it says, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. It says, make for me a mikdash and I will dwell within them. The grammar should be, make for me a mikdash and I will dwell within it. What does it mean, make for me a mikdash and I will dwell within them? B'tocho lo ne'emar. It doesn't say within it, ela b'tocham. It says in them, b'toch kol achad ve'achad. The Torah itself is hinting to us, is showing us, is teaching us that in a very real way, I'm built in the image of the Mishkan, to the point where the Mefarshim talk about this, my eyes are like the menorah, and my brain is like the Aron, and my nose is connected to the Ketoret, and my stomach is connected to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Meaning I'm built in the image of the Mishkan, and also even on a deeper level than that. Meaning, kilu, my inner world is a reality of Mishkan. I have an inner Mishkan that I carry around inside of me. Shud tzivoy Hashem Yiparach, shekol Yehudi yakim ba'atzmo beit ha-mikdash makom ma'ashrat ha-shkina. What this means is that every single person is required. It's part of what it means to be a Jew. To bring up, to make real my inner Mishkan, so that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within the Mishkan, milashon shchina, shachein, lishkon, to dwell, that I make myself into a Mishkan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within me. Every single one of us as a Jew is meant to live up to this, to work towards this, to mamish, like to learn what this means, to learn Sfarim like the Sivo Shalom, learn the Mefarshim, the deeper Mefarshim on the Parshat of the Mishkan and Sefer Shmot, to learn Sifrei Chasidut and Kabbalah and Hashkafa. A person is chayev to mamish, make him or herself into a Mishkan. To be a place for of Hashkarat Hashchina. To work to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish is living within me. V'zeu shne'emar, and that's what it means when it says, Uviyom hakim et hamishkan, lashon nistar. It says on the day that the Mishkan went up, in a hidden way. V'lo kiti uviyom hakim Moshe et hamishkan. It doesn't say the day that Moshe put up the Mishkan. It says in more vague terms, the day the Mishkan went up. Not specifying anything. The day the Mishkan went up. Why? Dekayal kol yachira boner et hamishkan aprati. Because it's not talking about just the day that Moshe put up the Mishkan. It's telling you what happens when each one of us finally gets our Mishkan up and running. The day the Mishkan goes up, what happens next? The Torah is going to tell us. The Torah is telling each one of us in every generation. What happens when we get that Mishkan up and running? What happens next? Once the Mishkan goes up, the cloud comes and it covers up the Mishkan. Kasher Yudi makimat mishkano, miyad kamim alav nisyonot bivchinat anan, hamorel hester v'chashichut. He says so deep here, that the moment that a person, the moment that a Jew gets their mishkan up and running, ignites their inner mishkan, immediately the clouds come down. Immediately things become murky. Immediately things become unclear and difficult. The second the Mishkan goes up, the clouds come down and the tests come upon us. It's teaching us that we enter into a reality of hiddenness and darkness as soon as we get that Mishkan up and running. Uva'erev, yiyel ha-Mishkan kimar'e'esh. And the Torah tells us that at night, on top of the Mishkan would be this vision of fire. Erev huzman hitgabrut hachumriut v'ata'avot sha'yitzer harabo erbo kimar'e'esh. Erev, nighttime, is always indicative of the time when the Yitzer Hara, when our physicality, when our desires come and attack us. Right? Think, each one of us in our own way. The way that our Yitzer Hara attacks us during the day, it's totally different. The intensity with which the Yitzer Hara attacks every single Jew at night. Each one in their own way. Each one with their own Yitzer. Each one in their own realm of Avera. At night, the Yitzer Hara attacks us totally differently. Totally differently. Right? A person walks by a restaurant during the day, they feel a certain Yitzhahara. A person walks by a nightclub at night, it feels a different Yitzhahara, so to speak. It's a different reality. The nighttime brings about a different reality of Yitzhahara. Different reality of what happens. A person, when even, again, Kodesh Kadashim, a person's dating somebody that they know that they're going to marry. The effort they have to put into maintaining Shomer Negiah when they're sitting in a cafe during the daytime, as opposed to when they're sitting outside in a park bench when nobody's around at night, it's a totally different Yitzhahar, it's a totally different Ta'ava. It's a different reality, daytime and nighttime. Because the nighttime says it's a reality. Erev huzman hitgabrut hachomriut. There is a strengthening of physicality and a strengthening of Ta'ava that comes about at night of the Yitzhahara. Bo'erbo kimara'ish, that like the fire, our blood boils with our Yitzhahara at night in a way that it doesn't during the day. There's a fire to do avera that ignites inside of us at night that doesn't exist during the day. Val yudi ladat, we need to know, shekol zehu nisyonot ha'chayim, this is part of the test of life. Kimurumaz behemshecha pasuk, as the pasuk itself says when it continues on, the anan is always going to be there, and the fire is always going to be there at night. This is the natural order of the life of a Jew. That we throughout our lives go through tests of Hester Panim. We go through tests of a Kadosh Baruch Hu hiding his face. We go through, it feels like we're walking through clouds and thick smoke that we can't see what's going on. It's part of the test of life. And the fire of the Yetzer Hara, it's part of the test of life. It's part of the test of life. It's not something, you're not an outlier. If you think to yourself, why me? You think to yourself, why is my Yetzer Hara so strong? Why am I struggling? The beauty of reading this is and understanding this is, no, it's all of us. All of us in our own way. All of us in our own way. We have the Yetzer Hara. We have the difficulty of the darkness of the world, of not being able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. And all of us in our own way, we have our Yetzer Hara like a fire coming and attacking us. And each one of us in our own way, in the nighttime is harder than the daytime. It's what it means to be a Jew and fighting for Emes and fighting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fighting to do Tov and Emes in this world. And when the Anan goes up, then B'nai Yisrael go forth. שיהודי ידע שכל אלו הניסיונות מוליכים אותו לקראת הטוב. A Jew needs to understand that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's guiding these journeys. He brings the cloud down. He's the one who's still guiding us through it. To understand that all of these tests and all of this darkness and all of this difficulty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's guiding us. He puts that test in front of us. He's guiding us along through that test. He's guiding us along through that darkness. And that it's all going to Tov. We may not feel it in that moment. We may not experience it in that moment. You know, I don't think anybody in the situation that we're in right now, I don't think anybody's looking and saying, I hope, and I'm sure that there are people who are, I hope that nobody out there is going, you know, COVID-19, it's all litova. Here's how it's good. It's not good. It's bad. People are sick and people are dying and people are getting depressed. It's bad. Mitzidenu. We have to own that. There is a proper Hashkafic vantage point of saying that after 120, when I go up to Shemayim and I look back at the history of the world, I will understand how this played a role in bringing the world to perfection, how the ultimate endpoint here was good, even though it was bad while I was living through it. That's real. Owning that it's hard, owning that it's a test, owning that it's a challenge, owning that it's hard and that it's bad, but at the same time recognizing and knowing, deep down, really working myself to know, I'm not saying it's good, but it's all going towards ultimate good, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. It's all going towards good. These difficult, hard, bad moments are part of an overall picture that's leading towards good. That's the perspective I need to hold and maintain. And Dafka, in trying times like these, to hold on to that. When I'm locked in my home, when I can't leave, I just did precautionary bidud. There is nothing that I've experienced in my life the same way as going for a COVID-19 test. Right, the first test you hope to fail. Right, to go in and to get that swab and to wait. I got it on a Thursday, so I went over Shabbos, waiting over Shabbos and staying in bidud, which was at the beginning of my 14 days. Is my family infected? Am I gonna? I feel like I have a cough coming on. Is that me just like getting crazy, or is that real? To go and experience that. Baruch Hashem, it came back negative. Right, but to those moments of darkness, of difficulty, of pain. Being in bidud is hard. Being stuck in one so much is hard. That we all thought it couldn't get worse, and it did. And outside of so many of our homes, we have lockdowns now at night that have nothing to do with a world pandemic. As somebody put it the other day in a video I was watching, who would have thought that there was something that could knock COVID-19 below the fold on the newspaper, that it's no longer the top story, is crazy. It's important to say two things. It's important to say two things. One, it's bad. Death is bad. Sickness is bad. Isolation is bad. Depression is bad. Racism is bad. Rioting is bad. People beating other people, doesn't matter what side they're on, is bad. But to also hold on to the knowledge, Gamze Ya'avor, this too will pass, and when it passes, it will be part of a history that leads to Tov. That's the perspective of a Jew. To embrace the difficulty, to fight for the light in the darkness, to support people who need support in isolation, to help support the elderly, to support the fight against racism, because we certainly have suffered it throughout our history, and we will certainly be the target of it again, and we're the target of it now. But at the same time, to say this is going towards the good, even though this moment is horrifying. That's the perspective of a Jew. That's what we need to hold on to. There were a couple of points in the chat. Good, and we're in crazy, crazy times. We're in crazy, crazy times. Let's take it forward. Shekashir tistalik achashichut, that when the darkness goes away, ba'et ha'alot ha'anan, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Ha'alot ha'anan, when that cloud finally lifts, when the cloud finally lifts up, it's a beautiful way of seeing this, that the cloud sat on Bnei Yisrael when they were stationary, it was darkness, it was difficulty. When the cloud rose up, then they could go forward. What does that mean? Once the cloud, the metaphorical cloud lifted, when the fog lifted, when the difficulty lifted, when we're finally able to see clearly again, then we can start going up level upon level upon level. When the cloud lifts, when the darkness lifts, when the difficulty lifts, when the test lifts, when the Yitzhar lets go of us, When we overcome those moments of darkness, when we overcome the challenges of the Yetzer Hara, knowing that we've overcome it, now we can move. Now we understand through that fight how we can move forward, how we can take things forward, how we can create more good in this world. That Avram Avinu went through 10 tests and he withstood all of them. And it's so important to understand this. It's not just saying that he succeeded in his 10 tests. Not that he just overcame his 10 tests. To understand and internalize, Avraham Avinu became Avraham Avinu because he went through those 10 tests and overcame each one of them. The potential was always there. But what allowed him to actualize his Avraham Avinu-ness? What allowed him to actualize his potential of fully becoming Avraham Avinu? It was that he dafka had tests and pushed through those tests and overcame those tests. It forged him into the Avraham he was. Tests are a gift. They're not easy. They're not fun. They're not happy. They're hard. They feel bad in this world. When negative things happen in this world, we have to mevarach on the ra. But we don't say hatov ha-meitiv. We say baruch dayan ha-emet when there have been bad things happen. Blessed is the judge who is truthful. Meaning, I don't have to say it's good right now. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask that of us. He doesn't ask us to be unrealistic. Baruch dayan ha-emet. I know that there is a source of blessing. I know that he is a judge. And I know that every judgment that he makes in this world, everything that comes to this world comes through his judgment, and then it's a true judgment that's going towards the good. But in that bracha, I don't say the word tov, because I'm not ready for that yet. I can't accept that upon myself yet. But I know that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so in every test that I'm in, to recognize that that test is a gift, it's a challenge, it's hard, fine, it's a gift, because it's going to make me unto who I'm going to become when I succeed in that. All of us in our own way. I don't know what your challenges of isolation and bidud have been. When Wave left and Tiferet left, and it was heartbreaking watching all of the Shana Aleph kids and all of Israel have to go home. Heartbreaking. And then we came home, and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. We were all stuck at home. You guys had to figure out, oh my God, I'm at home with my family. I don't know how to fill my time. One of the things, for me personally, made me crazy, the endless Divrei Torah. Oh, it's so beautiful, you know, to be at home, connect with your family. It's like, connect with my family. I'm teaching on Zoom, and I don't know what's going on. And I've got three kids, and I got to figure out how we're working three jobs with kids at home. And suddenly, I'm a homeschooling teacher, and I'm a ganenet, and I'm teaching Shana Aleph, and I'm trying to keep up my own Avodah Shem spirituality. There's no like, this is a great time for self reflection and working on yourself. I don't even know what time of day it is anymore. Meaning that was real, and to step up and say, okay, no, hold on, let's sort this out. And I got to tell you, Baruch Hashem. My relationship with my kids, 2-3 months later, is unrecognizable. Because I said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this is a time to focus on my kids. And I still have to teach my Shana, I still have to teach Baruch Hashem, I got to teach my Lev guys, I still have to teach my Tiferet girls, I still got to do my Daf Yomi every day. I got to, all those things were true. But the other time, that was an opportunity to connect with my kids in a way that I hadn't connected before. And I thought maybe it was that time to my wife like I hadn't connected before. It turned out not to be the case because we all, because of the nature of how the timing worked, we were all pulled in different directions. Okay, so that was the avoda. I had to figure it out. We had to work. It's not easy to figure out the answer to those questions. This test is, for me, that test was connect to my kids. My wife, she had a different test in that time. And she succeeded with flying colors in what her tests were in terms of what she was supposed to accomplish in that time. Because for every person, it's different. For me, what I walk out of this is my kids. My kids, this stage of life will be forever emblazoned in my memory and their memory of not a time of corona. A time where they had more time with their Abba and their Habba had more time to spend with them. I mean, look now. Life changed again, and here we are in Zoom in June. And for the time, Zoom in June is during dinner and bedtime. So that, for these 2 weeks, went away with my kids. Different avoda. But I'm not crying over it. I'm not lamenting over it. The question then becomes, okay, so the avoda changed for these 2 weeks. What's the avoda? In we didn't touch on. I'm going to give you a personal example. It's not because I'm tangenting or because I'm getting lost. I'm trying to bring it down and make it real. Each one of us in our own way. Everyone has our own test. Who we're connecting with? How we're connecting with? How we're connecting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? How we're connecting with our family? How we're connecting with our parents? How we're connecting with Torah? How we're connecting with learning over Zoom? Or it's all they're all different tests. And I don't have to say that it's easy. I have to recognize that my goal is to figure out what that test is, work on that test, overcome that test, and become a new person through that test. That's the opportunity to force me. Avram became Avraham through his 10 tests. Each one of us becomes who we are through the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. It's a totally different way to look at life. We can look at life saying, why does life have to be so hard? I recognize, no, life dafka is supposed to be hard. And Baruch Hashem, this is the next shlav, the next level. And I'm going to conquer it. And I'm going to become a whole new person. Bottom line, for the first column. Somebody sent me a question. Is it considered a gift still, even if you fail? Yes. That's a very deep question. Yes. It is still considered a gift. Because, by the way, we don't always know what the test is. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a test, and we fail. And we were always destined to fail, because we never were going to be able to overcome that test. Sometimes the test is, God says, I knew you were going to fail. The test is really what happens after you fail. Are you going to sink lower, or are you going to get yourself back up? Are you going to learn from it, or are you going to not learn from it? We don't always know what the test is. Our goal is to receive everything that comes our way in life, look at it, try to understand the reasons, but on the flip side, to look forward and say, what's the purpose? Where is this meant to take me? Where is this test meant to take me? Where is this success meant to take me? Where is this failure meant to take me? And by the way, the most successful people in life are not the people who learn from their successes. The most successful people in life are the ones who learn from their mistakes. Famous study that Dr. Pelkovitz quotes all the time, that there was a study done on what differentiates the top 1% of brain surgeons from the rest. The answer is, for me, it's like, they're not me. That's what separates all brain surgeons from the rest, is that I don't know how the heck they can contain that information and got through medical school, right? But within those elite people of brain surgeons, what differentiates the top 1% from the rest? And the answer was, it wasn't skill, it wasn't knowledge, it wasn't photographic memory, it wasn't IQ. The singular factor was the ones who were in the 1%, in the top 1%, whenever they made a mistake, they didn't externalize. They didn't blame it on the nurse or the equipment or the lighting or the room or the circumstance. They said, I did something wrong. What went wrong and how can I fix it? That's what makes them the top 1% of brain surgeons. So too by us. When we fail, the success of us as a human being is when I fail to ask myself, okay, I failed and I need to do tshuva. I'm not arguing the point. But what takes me to the... How do I turn this... What happened? What went wrong? And how do I take this to elevate myself? To bring myself closer than I was before? So the person who asked the question, even a failure could have really been the test. And even if it wasn't, it still becomes a test. How do I overcome failure and become a better person for it? Bottom line of the first column. Sorry, there were a couple more questions. It's like the story you told about med school application. Yes, I'm glad you remember that, Jacob. I'm not going to tell another story now because I made the point, but 110%, yes. I love that story also. Noam says, are there some tests that you can't do tshuva if you fail? There is one thing that the Zohar implies that there might not be tshuva for, and even then all the Mefarshim on the Zohar say, when he said no tshuva, what he actually meant was, it's more difficult tshuva. And the assumption of, meaning based on that and on other things, the assumption of, there's always tshuva. There is always tshuva. You can't sin on condition of tshuva, but when you make a mistake, Kadosh Baruch Hu, all he wants you to do is to come back. Tshuva's the goal. Tshuva is always the goal. Bottom line of the first column. V'chein yitzav ha-midrash. The Medrash says, ala pasuk, v'alokim nisat Avraham, top of the next column, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham. Shemevi al zem amar ha-katuv, the Medrash brings about this, God testing Avraham, he brings the pasuk from Tehillim. Natata li re'echa neis lihit noses. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to those who fear him a miracle or a test to test them. Mazen neis. He says, Neis milashon nisayon. Nisayon achar nisayon. Neis lit noseis, meaning test after test. Shehim ovrin tadir b'nisayon, that we live our whole life as a test. One test after another. V'chein neisu milashon gedula. But neis also means greatness. Neis means a high point. A sign that's very high up. A neis also means greatness. Kines hazeh shel sfina shu gavoa meod v'nir el merachov, like a nes of a ship, is the mast, the highest part of the mast of a ship, which is able to be seen from a distance. It's the highest place. It means greatness. Bishvil nina sotan l'gadam b'olam, because a test is meant to make us great. The secular world warps our minds. We need to change our vantage point. Tests are hard. Life is full of tests, but that's nothing to lament over. It's meant to be celebrated. That's the greatness of life. Life, we're not... I'm sure that this is a famous phrase, but I heard it from my Rebbeim, but it's a beautiful phrase that I carry with me. We're not here to be. We're here to become. That is Olam HaZeh in a nutshell. We're not here to be. We're here to become. We're not here meant to be in this world to simply exist and enjoy Olam HaZeh. You want real joy? You want real oneg? Az titaneg al Hashem. That's Olam HaBa. Olam HaZeh is meant to be work. Alam la Adam la Amal Yulad. We're born in order to work. Lefum Tzara Agra. According to the work in this world, will become the world in the next world. This world is a world of work. And the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us are to make sure that this world is a world of work. So we work hard in order to earn the ultimate goodness in the world to come. That's what it's all geared toward. That's all meant for. And every test is a gift. Hug that test. Kiss that test. Because it's giving you Schar Olam HaBa. It's what we're here for. It's what we're here to live through. It's what we're here. It's what allows us to become. That's what the test does. Bishvil l'nasotan l'gadlan v'olam, to make us great in this world. Shekedei l'ha'alotan l'madrigal yona harehim tzrichim l'avor nisot. In order to achieve greatness, we need to go through tests. V'zot melamedet ha'torah v'parsha zo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that in this parsha. Shekein yiye tamid ha'anan yechasenu u'mar'eh eish layla. That the cloud is always covering us up, and the fire is always there trying to bring us into the Yetzer Hara. Zeu Seder Achayim Shli. This is the life of a Jew. Chayim Aritzufim Nisayon Achar Nisayon. It's a life of test after test after test. Ach Kol Ze Mevi Lenatet Liratcha Neslit Noseis. This was all meant to give us Yirat Hashem. This is all meant to build in us Yirat Hashem. Shelefi Alota Anan Me'ala Mishkan. Because when that cloud finally lifts up from the Mishkan, when that cloud finally goes up, and we can finally see things clearly. Kasher Misalik Achoshek. When the darkness goes away, Yisub Bnei Yisrael. Then they would start to journey. Meaning Az Matchil Hu Linsoa Ulaalot the Madrigal Gvohot. Meaning when we succeed and we push through and we persevere and we make it through the test, we've become somebody new, and then that test goes away and we mamish are able to fly up to the whole next level of who we are. The cloud sits on our mishkan during the day when we're stationary. It sits on us. It makes things murky. It makes things difficult in order to push us to succeed in that darkness. That way when the anam goes up, we're ready to go. We're ready to go on to the next level. We're ready to become something else, to become something new, to bring out the next level of who we are. Rabbi Nachman says, if you can spoil, you can also prepare. Yes, 100%, 100%. And that's what this is about. Meaning, in that moment of that test, we have equal capacity to grow and to become somebody new. L'tova and lo aleinu. We can make mistakes and we could totally mess ourselves up. We could rise to this challenge. We could rise to the challenge and rise to those tests, or we can mamish fall. Next paragraph. Od miromaz b'parasha zo al derech avodat Hashem. We can also understand this whole thing in the way of avodas Hashem, like we said, al derech avoda. Dihinei bechayav shel Yehudi, in the lifetime of a Jew, yesh zmanim meirim, there are times of light, v'yesh manim chashuchim, and there are times of darkness. Like we said before, a Jew needs to internalize that whether it's a time of light or a time of darkness, both of those come from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. The light comes from God, and the darkness comes from God. The clarity comes from God, and the confusion comes from God. It's all coming from Hashem. V'gam bizmanim achashuchim yesh liyudi yeud v'tafkid v'seder avodah kemo bizmanim meirim. And even in the times of darkness, every single one of us has a destination, has a purpose, has something we're meant to accomplish, just like in the times that are light. When I'm sitting there in front of the classroom with all the students in front of me and we're all going, we're learning Stark in the Beis Medrash, in Lev, in Tiferet, in MMY, in Queens, wherever it is. When we're sitting there, it's clear. We're all sitting there to learn that it's clear. We have to go on Zoom. It feels different. It feels totally different. But you know what? Look at us persevering through the darkness. It's not the same. I'm not pretending it's the same. I want to hear you talk. I don't want to read your comments. I want to hear you talk. I want to hear you interact with each other. I want to learn b'chavrusa for real. I want to really learn b'chavrusa. I want you all to see each other and to connect with each other in a chabura. It's a time of darkness. But we're persevering because this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And can you imagine the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 16 of us here. There's no more Lev. There's no more Tiferet. There's no more MMY. There's no more Stern. There's no more Queens. There's no more anything right now. We're all on break. Which doesn't mean anything because we don't know what we're on a break from. And we have no idea what we're on a break to right now. We have no idea. And so we all just said the same thing. You know what we're going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're going to learn. You only gave us Zoom? It's not only Zoom. We're gonna Zoom in June. We're gonna Zoom it up. We're gonna live it to the most. We're gonna take 3 hours a day and learn. Recognize what you're doing. That's looking at the darkness and saying, this is Me'as Hashem also, and I'm gonna make the most of it. I'm gonna find the Avodat Hashem, the unique Avodat Hashem here that I wouldn't have found before. And I'm gonna connect with 15 other people that I never would have met and learn with them in a way that I never would have learned. It's a totally different way of looking at life. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a goal, and there's a way to overcome. The Kashir Kisa Anan Ala Mishkan, and when the Anam and the cloud would come on the Mishkan, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mechase Alav Behetzer B'Chashichut, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings unto us darkness, HaDerech Az La'amod Al Mishmarto La'avod La'Hashem Yitbarach Mitoch Hester B'Chashichut Ach Lo La'lechet Kedima, that when the time of darkness comes, that we have to remember to guard our Avodas Hashem, and to not walk forward. In times of darkness, that's not necessarily the time to walk forward. That's the time in the times of difficulty, it's to hold fast. It's to make sure our yira's there. Right? Think about it. We were flying wherever we were, and suddenly we got stuck at home. Literally, I mean, we're in a time of darkness where we're literally solitary. We're not going anywhere. Right? We're all at home. He's telling us about the avoda of right now. He's talking to us, mamish, right now. The avoda isn't necessarily, and I think that there's a separate shir for another time about how to even grow and go farther and walk farther even in this time. But take the other side of it. Right now the time is to hold. I'm at home. I can't go to shul. I can't go to the Beit Midrash. I can't learn with a chavruta. I can't get together with chavra. It's different. But I'm not going to slip. Just because I went home, I'm not going to slip. Just as my family may not be as firm as I became in my Shana Aleph and Shana Bet and in college and in graduate school, I'm not going to slip. Just because I'm no longer around my positive influence, my friends, who are all saying brachas and who are all davening with kavana and who are all doing chesed, I'm not just because I'm home by myself, I'm not going to slip. It's a time of darkness, I'm holding strong. I'm holding tight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and I'm not letting go. Because it's dark and I might have trouble finding him again. I'm holding on to his hand tight and I'm not letting go. It's not necessarily the time to move forward. Again, share for another time how to move forward in the darkness. But it's not necessarily the time to move forward. That the goal right now is to dafka serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the darkness. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the darkness. To dance in the darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's dark in this room. Nobody can see me and I'm going to dance my heart out because I know that you turned out the lights. And we're going to dance here together. And I may look foolish, but you know what? Nobody can see me dance in the darkness, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to dance with you because you brought the darkness and you're here and we're here together. As the Pasuk says, that there were times where the Anan would stay on the Mishkan for an incredibly... You're in the light, Ezra. There were times when the Anan would sit on the Mishkan for a very, very long time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would and Bnei Yisrael would guard the Mishkan and they wouldn't move. Be'et yarich ha'anan az rak v'shamru et Mishkan Hashem. Meaning when the Anan wasn't moving, when the Anan was on top of us, when the Anan was there, when in the times of darkness, the avoda was don't move. The avoda was stand still. The avoda was stay where you are. Now's not the time to try to plow forward because in dark, meaning trying to move forward in the darkness and confusion when COVID hit, in the darkness and confusion when the race riot started, it's not clear what the move is. Sometimes we shouldn't be acting on impulse. We act on impulse and make mistakes. The idea is to stop. Hold on to my Avodas Hashem. Stop. Right? The guys are nodding more because guys tend to act on impulse a lot more. Right? Is to stop and hold on there in that moment. And say, okay, my avoda here is to stay strong in where I am and very carefully figure out where to go next in this new world. Very carefully think to where to go next, and wait till the darkness lifts and the clarity comes back, and I know what the next move is. Careful, calculated, focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishmor al ha-tafkid shaKadosh Baruch Hu doresh minu atah la'avodato mitoch ha-choshech, to guard my goal, my purpose in this darkness. Next page. Aval lo yis'u, but not to go forward. She'ein ze hazman lalechet v'la'alot, because it's not the time to go forward. There are times where the avoda is to stand still and hold on to what you've got. I'll tell you where this happens all the time. You guys, you aren't experiencing it. Those of you who just finished Shana Aleph are not experiencing this right now. Those of you who went to Shana Aleph still experience this past tense. When people come back from Shana Aleph, so many of them lose what they had. They come back and within a year, within half a year, within a semester, within a month, within a week, can drop everything they gained in their whole Shana Aleph. Now, there are a lot of reasons for that, and that's a conversation for another time. But one of the things is because when they get back, I'm going to hit the ground running. No! Don't hit the ground running. When you come back from a Shana Aleph situation, when you come back, for those of you who are not just Shana Aleph, when you come back from a spiritual experience, when you come back from a great davening in shul, in a Karl Bach minyan, when you come back from a tremendous chesed event, when you come back from a Tehillim gathering, when you come back from a great Zman of the Beit Midrash, whatever it is, don't hit the ground running. It's okay now, stop. Reflect, internalize, and hold on to what you've got. It's a totally different avoda that we don't talk about. We're so, especially, you know, some of us rabbis and teachers are so into like, keep it going, keep the energy up, keep the energy high. Like, yes, there are times for that. There are times for, no, shut up, stop. Reflect, internalize. Be present. Hold. Meditate. What's the word I'm looking for? To be in the moment. I'm blanking on the word. New, what's it called? Come on, somebody's got it. Mindfulness. Get into a zone of mindfulness. Be aware of where you are, who you are, what's happening. Right? That can be the avoda. That's dafka the avoda. Is to hold. Internalize, and figure out what the next move is from where I am, instead of tripping over my feet, getting scraped up, and losing what I had. Think about it. Think about the times where that happens, where that's so key, that's clearly the avoda. What was going on here in the comments? Somebody said, how accurate right now, 100%. 100%, that's what's going on right now. And yes, there are many, many wonderful people who are very huge fans of processing, and the person who you mentioned I'm a big fan of him. I'm a big, big fan of his. Tov, how are we doing on time? We have 3 minutes. I'm going to finish the piece either way. If anybody has to leave Dafka at 50, they can. But there's not that many lines left. I'd love to finish the piece together. Just so you know, this is our first time in this forum learning in Tzvot Shalom together. I don't prepare in Tzvot Shalom in advance intentionally. I see this as a chavruta. I get much more excited, and I much more enjoy learning with you than preparing in advance. Like, I like to learn it with you. I don't know where he's going, so I want to see where he ends off. So selfishly, I'm going to go to the end of the piece. Hopefully, you'll stick around with me. If you have to go, it's totally fine, but we'll go to the end of the piece. And when the Anan comes up, then we go and journey. And again, when the Anan finally goes up and it lights up, then we're able to go and to go forward and to go from level to level to level when we can finally see clearly again. By the word of Hashem, they stayed still, and by the word of Hashem, they went forth. This is all by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and He's deciding. He's guiding. If He tells you stop, reflect, stand still, that's Him. If He tells you clear, go, that's Him. But both are from Hashem. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve Him through the darkness, by staying still and holding on. And there are times He wants to serve in light and run forward. Though both of those come from Hashem. V'gam ma'et shekisa ha'anan al kol mitziyuto yedash yehudi she'ein ze me'elav el HaKadosh Baruch Hu manhig zot. No matter what a person is, no matter what situation a Jew is in, he needs to know it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He guided me here and He's taking me forward. She'tov'im mimenu ata min ha'shamayim avodah kazo b'toch kiso ha'anan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you now the avodah is to serve Him in the darkness from the cloud. That's the avodah right now. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at home. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with lack of clarity. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in isolation. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear and trepidation of what's going on outside of our homes, if you're in the States. That's the Avoda right now. That's Me'eis Hashem. That's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's my Avoda right now. What is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this darkness. Because that's my tafkid right now. Last paragraph, at the bottom of Memchet. Bottom of the right, the bottom of the right column in our piece. V'chein matzinu inyan ze b'mashen emar kodem kabbalat haTorah. We see this also before Kabbalat haTorah, when we see the Torah, where it says, Hine anochi bai lecha be'av he'anan ba'avor yishma ha'am b'divrei amecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe that I'm going to come to you within a cloud, so that you should hear, ba'avor yishma ha'am b'divrei b'dabri imach, that the people will hear when I talk to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka talked to him within the cloud. That was the greatest revelation ever at Kabbalah Torah. The seven heavens opened up at Kabbalah Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us at Kabbalah Torah. V'ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu legalot shegam bizman sheyesh chachoshech ba'av ha'anan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to bring a cloud down in this time of the greatest clarity. Why? To show you that the cloud coming down is also for me. To show you that serving God in the darkness is also important. Yachol yudi la'asot ratzon Hashem, that even from within the cloud you can do ratzon Hashem, top of the next column. V'zipi ru shinei anochi bai lecha ba'av ha'anan bavur yishma ha'am b'dabri imach. And that's what it means when it says, I'm going to come from you within the cloud, so that way the people will hear. And will hear me speak to you from within the cloud. She yadu klal yisrael, so that klal yisrael would learn from this. Shegam be'av he'anan dabri imach, that even when you're in the cloud, I'm talking to you within the cloud. In the darkness, when we're in the darkest times, if we open up our ears, because our eyes can't see, we can't see where to go next. We need to open up our ears, close our eyes, meditate, open up our ears. Because in that darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't even know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right there next to me, whispering in my ear, talking to me, relating to me, telling me where to go next, telling me what to do, connecting to me. I have to close my eyes, embrace the darkness, open up my ears, my sense of hearing, and hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to me within the darkness. V'lo yachshivu shebizman ha'eser HaKadosh Baruch Hu midachek, and not chas v'shalom, like so many people, so many of us, so much of the time. We feel that in the darkness, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant. No, He's right there. He's right next to me. Whispering in my ear. That's how close He is. Ukimamar maran ad morinu morinu v'rabinu v'veis avram z'ikotegin alim al-pasuk, as the son of Rebbe said on the following pasuk. Umoshe nigash ala arafel, asher sham elokim, that Moshe Rabbeinu went towards the thick cloud where God was. So he says the Tivot Shalom, says the Slonimer, Sheish Gimel Dargot Shel Choshech, there's three levels of darkness. Choshech, Anan, V'Arafel. There's darkness, cloud, and then thick cloud. V'Kashem Yikolom Arafel, and Arafel, the thick cloud, is the darkest of all. Shu Chashecha Me'uva, it's a thick, you can feel it. It's a tangible darkness. Moshe Gila, and Moshe brought out, L'Klal Yisrael, Asher Sham Elokim, he said, I'm going into the Arafel, I'm going into the thick cloud, because that's where God is. Kisham ha'elokim, because that's where God is. That's why I'm dafka going headfirst into the cloud, because that's where God is. She'elokim nimtza gam betoch arafel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just as much in the arafel. He's just as close to me in the darkness. She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovei miyudi she'avdu she'avodoto betoch arafel af gam hu karov elav, that even when you're in the darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. Ukemara katuvas, the pasuk says, Hashem amar lishkon ba'arafel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to dwell in the darkness. V'zoi derech avodat Hashem anilmedet biparasha zo. This is our avodas Hashem that we learn from this parsha. Shal yudi ladat, that we need to know. Bechol hazmanim, in whatever situation we're in, the light or the dark, the easy times, the hard times, the tests and the non-tests, the insanity and the chaos, and the yeshiva das in yeshiva, in the yeshiva das of yeshiva, wherever we are, that wherever we are and whenever we are, we have to figure out mahu yehudo. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring me here? Because He brought me here for a purpose, and I have something to live up to here. Umau tafkido, what's my goal? Why am I here? Uma Hashem sho'el me'imach b'sha'azo. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask for me right now? Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach, should give us the strength to always realize that no matter what situation we're in, no matter how hard it may be, I woke up to five WhatsApps today from a person. He was just crying through WhatsApp because he's in such pain in the situation he's in at home right now. He's in a terrible home situation. We can be in darkness. We all have our darknesses. to recognize, even in those darknesses, no matter how hard they are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here for a purpose. And when it's light, Chas v'Shalom, not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me there too, and to live up to the light. That we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment of our lives, see that every moment of that darkness and light is all for a purpose, live up to that, succeed, and surpass every test, and truly emerge as the Oved and Ovedet we're meant to be. Emerge as the person who's davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're meant to be, and cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all eternity. Bezrat Hashem by all of us.